I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sorry, very disorganized today.
Don't be silly.
Okay. Here we go. Blankets on.
That's a girl.
I feel like, you know, you're not in your usual habitat.
Oh, I totally know.
It's me doing the intro. Perfect. The most chaotic person here. Hello. Hi, hello, greetings, bonjour, hola, bienvenue, howdy.
Ciao.
Ciao. It's House of Goss, hog, oink oink to our dear listeners. How are you this blessed Tuesday? It's me, Clara Kavanagh, and you,
Sophie Lyons.
And we are here with your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment. Pop is fun to say. And we have lots of juicy celebrity stories to get through this week. I have been nonstop online and on the TikToks and just devouring all sorts of content for you. Before we get into that, though, Sos, how are you?
I am feeling much better in myself as a human being.
Great.
I've progressed from the plague, which is nice. Left work yesterday, like just around 5, and it was still bright outside and the sky was pink, and it completely lifted my spirit, and everyone was putting it on their Instagram stories.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It's been so dark, obviously, and I really feel now spring is coming. You were just saying Six Nations is starting, and I always think that's the start of spring.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, it's so nice outside. So I'm feeling really positive about life, which I wasn't last week.
You've recovered from your Subway lick infused flu.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it in Ireland? Spring begins on the 1st of Feb. It's spring sprungs on the 1st of Feb, I think. Or maybe I'm just lying. But you know, when you see the daffodils and you have the grand stretch in the evenings, but there's always, you know that song, it's completely not applicable, but I always think, like, I can see clearly now the rain has gone.
The version of In Just Like That, when they had it, was a bit pared back.
Mm.
I can see clearly now the rain has gone. Totally. The flu was my rain.
The flu was your rain. And now yeah, you've been greeted with bright blue, orangey, pinky skies.
Ladies, life's not that depressing.
Woohoo!
Life is fun sometimes.
Oh. Okay, so before we get into our showbiz deep dives, Sophs, what are you j'adoring or j'atesting this week?
I have two.
Go for it.
But I could use, I don't think the recommendation is mine this week. I think it's yours. So I'll put the two in one if that's okay. And I'll do them quickly.
You crack on.
One is watch on BBC Player, Alan and Amanda's Italian Job. It's Alan Carr and Amanda Holden. Now, I don't gravitate towards her as a lady, but this is great. This is the season two. They go over to somewhere in Italy, can't remember where. Is it Tuscany? This one. And they buy a villa, like a property for £1. It's in some kind of government scheme type thing. And they literally pull it apart and do it up room by room.
Wow.
And I think it's like 8 episodes. And in the midst of my illness, it was such lovely light relief, because you get a bit of like interior, but it's Alan Carr, who I just adore.
He's great.
And they do these really like creative reconstructions of this really dilapidated old house. And so you get a bit of creativity in there. They go to these local markets and get like pieces of furniture or, you know, Carrara marble, which Michelangelo used in the Statue of David. Like, it's a nice bit of education. And then they have some really nice chats. And it's only like, I think, 30 minutes. Really great if you are suffering from a low of serotonin.
Very good.
So that's on BBC Player.
She's kind of a funny, I find her, I just to pause briefly on Amanda Holden. She is somebody that, like, I don't, you know, she was married to Les from Coronation Street.
I Googled her watching it because I was like, who's her husband? Is that her current? Because she has had two.
So her current husband, who is who we were talking about last week, and he's
with the hair.
He was Simon Cowell's former manager, works for the talent agency YMU. But she was married to Les Dennis, and I don't know if it was a very good marriage, but she's just changed, physically has just changed so much, and she's very done up cosmetically. And I just don't know. I'd say she seems fun, but...
I actually, upon watching it, I was like, oh yeah, she's actually grand. Is she a bit crude?
Is she? See, I don't watch any of the TV shows she's on.
I don't. Her humour is a bit potty mouth.
No way.
That's like not something I gravitate towards. But she's really nice to Alan because he's going through a divorce.
He's divorcing the farmer.
Yeah, since like the first season was right after he announced that. And
no!
And they have a really good, they're good friends. And it made me see her, not that I knew anything about her, but I think she's a nice gal. I think she's just a bit, she kind of has potty humour for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I just don't know anything about her.
I don't either. She's just one of those English celebrities.
Yeah, who's on like all the Masked Singer and... Sorry, I'm still reeling by that Alan Carr news. You've actually absolutely thrown me.
Sorry.
Wow, okay. I'm going to have to compartmentalise that fact.
I think he'll be okay though. He's so fabulous.
But he loved the country. He really embraced that life.
I know. Do you remember when he was on Table Manners and he was like, I have 4 pigs, 3 llamas, 2 ducks.
Yeah, and he was just like a city boy turned into a little country mouse.
But I don't know who the husband is. He's just a farmer.
I think he was just a regular civilian.
Yeah. So I don't know what the story is behind it.
Okay, I have to put a pin in that. Okay, what's your second one?
Oh, sorry. The second one was The Fields of Ass and Rye. Have you ever looked into that song?
Is it something to do with the famine?
Yeah, and it kind of has like a Les Mis background where this Irish man from Galway steals food for his starving family and he gets shipped off to Australia for the crime. I didn't know the background of the song, but that song is just... Whew.
I know. I think it speaks to our genes.
It does.
I think that something visceral happens when an Irish person, that's why it's like, it's so evocative when they play it at say rugby games. Sorry, hot topic because the Six Nations will be on.
That's why I was thinking about it.
I think just something very like primitive happens to us Irish people. It's haunting.
It does something. It lights a fire when it's sang, especially in big groups.
Yes. A little green fire in our eyes.
Yeah. It's so good. But I didn't know the meaning of it.
Yeah.
And that's something else I learned during my illness.
Googling from my sick bed. Here are my learnings.
I also saw there's a version of it for Palestine on Instagram and it's really haunting.
Oh, wow.
It's this amazing Irish girl who sang it. Oh, it's really haunting. And that's my other chador, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've actually...
I'm feeling really spiritual.
You've inspired me. And I'm going to do two Jadors this week.
Slay.
So I was home last week and we had just a small little gathering, a little engagement party in my home. And it was just the most spectacular evening, had the best time, got such hilarious like little gifts from people. And it was just really like, I think, I don't know, like, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, like engagement parties, would you bother and stuff?
No, you have to mark the occasion.
Yeah, and it was nice doing it in January because everyone was really bored after Dry Jan and we had it at the very end, so no one had any plans. And our parents met, so that was nerve-wracking, but it all went great and everyone was getting on really well. At one point, there was a queue of my aunties to talk to Mick's parents, so then I was like, oh my God, it's going great. And there was just loads of like buzz and love and fun in the air and it was just like really nice to kick off. It was like a nice little, my cousin called it an amuse-bouche for the wedding and I was like, thank you.
Or amuse-bouche for the year.
For the year, yeah. So thank you, Kate.
Like a really nice spirit lift, yeah.
Because we live in London, like say after we got engaged, I only saw colleagues for like a month and it was like, this doesn't feel real. And then my family flew over. Jess, my best friend, said, you see what it means to other people? Like it means something to you guys. But then when you get to share it with like friends and family, it just makes it all the more real. So I had such a great time. J'adore parties, engagement parties. And my other little mini j'adore is... we get Gusto, the food delivery service. If you live in London, I could not recommend it anymore. Save yourself from wandering the aisles of Sainsbury's eating the same thing for dinner every night. You get fun, you get fast, you get fabulous food, and you never eat the same thing twice. It's just the best thing ever. I've been an unpaid advocate of Gusto's since I moved to London. But they do like seasonal things, and they have introduced, as a vegetarian, Sophie, I hope you will discover this food product. But there was this thing of like they throw in like seasonal products, and there's one called a fable mushroom. Have you heard of a fable mushroom?
No.
We had it in two dishes this week. We've ordered more fable mushrooms for next week. It's basically like shiitake mushroom shredded with other mushrooms, and it's kind of like compressed into these little, it's almost like a meatball.
Oh, okay.
The fable mushroom is just the tastiest, meatiest, like, you know, I find tofu, there's a lot of I don't like tofu. I just think it's, sometimes it's quite like estrogeny, and I always feel a bit hormonal after it.
Tofu is sick.
Yeah, it isn't great. And like, it's, it just makes me feel really hormonal. Clara theory, but I have been told that it's full of estrogen.
Yeah,
but the fable mushroom is smoky. It's meaty. You honestly,
it looks like meat.
It's the meat replacement nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
And it's just, maybe it's seasonal because it did come in quite, it almost looks like a sausage. I urge anyone to sample it. Oh no, it's great. So, and we had, so we had my sister staying with us this week, and all we've been doing is talking about how much we love fable mushrooms. Yeah. And then, like, you know, the way you're sitting on your couch Googling the meaning of feels bad and right, we've been Googling fable mushrooms, and make us turn into this like fable mushroom master. Anyway,
I definitely want to try those.
They're delicious. So j'adoring them also.
Slay.
Last week we were talking all about Justin's comeback. Very too soon, very sans apology. And this week, we're recording this on a Friday now, so at the moment of recording, the feud is firing up, and I can't wait to talk about it. So basically, since we last spoke, Brittany was like, oh, I don't want any hate for Justin. Absolutely not. Him and Jimmy Fallon.
Very classy, may I say.
Very classy. But her page is private now, but it obviously got leaked that what she had said. But like, wish him all the best. Love you, babes. Blah, blah, blah. Then he plays a gig on his birthday in New York, and he goes, quotes Conor McGregor, which is not a good place to start because Conor McGregor.
What did he quote Conor McGregor on?
So Justin said, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely fucking no one. And that is a Conor McGregor quote.
Oh, I knew he said that. I didn't know that was from Conor McGregor.
So you're quoting like the most toxic man in Irish history. That, well, debatable.
Oh,
Justin.
I saw the recording, and it was right before Cry Me a River.
Exactly, which is a song all about Britney.
Yeah, and I'm just a bit like, hang on. I don't understand what the goal was there.
Don't understand the goal. He's obviously trying to go viral because he wants the attention. But he did it on the date, right? That, so you know the way he did the Britney Janet Jackson combo apology.
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody on the 20th anniversary of the Super Bowl, where he revealed Janet Jackson's boob on the Super Bowl stage.
That was 20 years ago.
So then the Janet Jackson fans were like, okay, this is clearly a dig at Britney, but like, why? I think it's just a coincidence. But it's like, why are you coming for Janet? Because you apologized to the two of them. It's just that one is a bit all serendipitous. But I do think that this is, he's pissed off that the Britney Army put her track Selfish from like 12 years ago, which was like a bonus track, into the charts ahead of him. His song never beat Britney's song. And now they're both just like falling off the charts. So then Britney responded to the absolutely fuck nobody comment with a picture of like a basketball hoop. Somebody told me, someone was talking shit about me on the streets. Do you want me to bring it to the court? Or will you go home crying to your mom like you did the last time? I'm so sorry. Yes, Brittany. Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry, Brittany wrote that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she followed up by saying, I never mentioned how I beat him in basketball and that he would cry. No disrespect. So
Oh, so she's gone from being like, I love you, Justin, to being like, stop being sassy.
Stop being sassy. And then apparently now...
Love that.
A source revealed to Page Six. Bear with. Justin had hoped... So the source revealed... Justin has hoped that the backlash from Spears' memoir would have blown over by now so that he could focus on his new album, which he's very excited about. But the drama is currently overshadowing his album. But the annoying thing about it is, it's like, he only has himself to blame. He could have let that situation alone. He could have just done nothing. I just think he's on such thin ice. And then to be going like, to be poking at the feud, like, let those sleeping dogs lie. The Britney fans, it's like going for Taylor Swift, like, do not bother. And like, it's just so stupid that he's poking at the feud because he's pissed off his comeback isn't going well. It's like just sour grapes. And it's like, you should be trying to calm that down because people aren't going to buy your music now. And like, I can understand you spent all this time and money and effort into your comeback and you're a bit like, meh, it's not working out for me. It's just so tone deaf.
I'm just confused. Like, does he not realize that people are like, you're an idiot?
That's the thing. He obviously...
Like, because he's not a badass. He never has been. So why no. is he...
Why is he now entering this like villain era and like trying to go after people? It's like you're only pissing off people more.
It's because I think also he's trying to be like, I don't care and I'm not apologizing to no one. It's like, but you apologized last year. Like, he's not a badass.
No, sorry, I just spilled tea all down myself.
I didn't know what happened there.
Oh my God, I actually just waterboarded myself. He's not, and he never has been. He's been squeaky, squeaky Justin. And now it's like, it's your 43rd birthday. You're performing on stage to a like one night only crowd.
Your dad.
And then you're still bringing up a fight from years ago, especially when Britney showed you the olive branch. And like, he must be pissed off, right? So Selfish, his new song, is not doing well. So on the day of recording today, Friday the 2nd of February, in the UK... Selfish is 181 on Spotify. It's number 26 on Apple Music and it's number 15 on the iTunes charts in the UK. In the US, it's 94 on Spotify. It's 101 on Apple Music. It's 15 as well in the US iTunes chart and it's not on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. Naughty's Icon releases a song, a comeback song, after 6 years off the grid.
I haven't listened to it. What is it about?
It's called Selfish, but it's like, because I want to touch you all the time and love you all the time, I'm selfish. Call me selfish.
Is that an ode to Jessica Biel?
Well, you'd hope so.
Oh.
Huh. But I just think you like people want more than just music these days. You're a brand, you know, it's not just about the music. When Justin was like last releasing music, now people want you to know what you're like. And like, people know that he's like funny on SNL and friends with Jimmy Fallon and they make funny skits.
He was kind of America's sweetheart for a while, wasn't he? Before all the cheating and the like the Britney stuff was kind of brought to the public's attention, wasn't he?
100%.
Yeah, and he was like the goofy dancer and stuff.
And then that made him like really endearing and everything.
Now you're trying to be a badass. Sit down.
Just sit down. I think it's just so tone deaf and shows like the gravity and the size of his ego that he thinks he's just doing this comeback, not regarding the current climate. A lot's changed since 2018 and that album didn't even do very well. But like, a lot's changed since Justified and his future sexy love sounds. The climate has changed since then. And like, you need to evolve. Just powering on with this comeback is just actually very selfish.
Very, and unjustified. Oh, we have a laugh, don't we?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think it's just like also what I'm really living for is like the battle of the axes. This is the Justin Britney fight we never got at the time. Britney held her own. She didn't say anything or wasn't allowed to say anything.
Also, to point out, it's public what's happened to her over the last 10 years or whatever, and like the conservatorship, and now she's out of the conservatorship, but like she doesn't have many people around her and stuff like that.
Mm.
So like, if you know that, should you be throwing digs at someone who's in like quite a vulnerable position?
Very good point.
Because he apologized and blah, blah, blah. But like everyone knows she doesn't have that many people around her anymore.
And she's vulnerable.
Yeah, like she doesn't talk to her sister or whatever. The relationship's strained. Her brother, her dad, like.
No family support, nothing. And then just because you're salty about your comeback going sour, your tone deaf comeback going sour, you then lash out at someone who's vulnerable. It's just, praise be the Britney army.
Yeah, they're great.
It's poetry in motion. Very briefly on some other feuding exes battling it out. We spoke about in the podcast last June, maybe, about Kevin Costner and his breakup with his wife of 18 years. And they had a prenup, but and she wasn't entitled to any like payouts or anything. But she was refusing to leave like their marital home. Well, guess what? She is now going out with their neighbor. So since their divorce, their neighbor, Josh Connor. Yeah, she's now. And then apparently he's really pissed off and like putting up all these photos of like him with a new puppy or something. So I think maybe he's trying to get back at her on Instagram with like puppy love kind of thing. I don't know.
Kevin Costner.
Mm.
He's trying to get back at her on Instagram.
But like by posting all these photos while she's... That's
so funny. Sarah.
It's so funny. It's so petty.
What age is he?
He's like 68.
In his 60 and he's doing like revenge instas.
Revenge instas. It's like, get a life.
But sorry, that's actually gas. Because you know, like in this day and age, I say you're seeing someone and then you stop seeing them. You put something up on Instagram, like with two glasses or, you know, a set of male hands.
Yes.
And, you know, like you'll be like, drinks for two to try and make them jealous.
Soft launch. But now he's just done it with the puppy. Because there is a thing of like, you know, battle of the exes and like people having feuds and stuff. But like, you know, and you do want to come out the bigger person. But this is just like, let it go, man.
Because, you know, girls, like, want to come out, like, they want to have a glow up.
Mm.
And that's, like, their revenge. But Kevin Costner's doing it with a dog.
With a little Labrador retriever.
Well, that's funny, Gazzer.
Oh, and then, speaking of exes.
Speaking of exes.
Kim and Kanye apparently had dinner for North's birthday in Nobu.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, and...
with his titanium teeth. Let's talk about teeth.
What is going on there?
I'm fascinated by the teeth for anyone who isn't in the know.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Apparently got his teeth removed and like put titanium ones in, but to actually speak factually, he didn't get them removed. What I'm thinking is he got them filed down and put like titanium veneers in, and a dentist came out to say he's very nervous about Kanye's dental hygiene, given that when you have big gaps in, when you're getting like veneers, when they file down your actual teeth and stuff, it leaves like bigger gaps in your gums where bacteria can spread, etc. So the dentist was very concerned about Kanye's teeth. And just from a completely uneducated standpoint, I imagine he doesn't have nice breath anyway.
No.
I don't think he smells great.
No, it said the teeth cost 850 grand. More expensive than diamonds.
Can we talk about the girlfriend or the wife? Like,
she is a prisoner.
It's so scary.
It's really scary. She has no voice. Like, why don't you ever hear her talk?
Has anyone ever heard her talk?
No.
And she's in these wild outfits, which is fine. Express yourself. But I feel like it's just him doing it. And you're kind of looking at like what he did to Kim.
But this is on an extreme and scary way.
With the rebranding. But this is so, Did you see the one where he wears like a pair of tights over his face now? But he had her do one where she wore this like pillow cushion material in an oval that she wore around her neck.
Right.
Like a wide oval, put her head through it. And then there was like mesh going from this ring up over her head. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to explain, but if you Google it, you'll see it. And like, then she was wearing no shoes. He doesn't want to wear shoes anytime soon. It's so odd. And then he's gotten his teeth.
They look, but it's actually a uni tooth with like fangs.
Yeah, it's like a gum shield. It's like a titanium gum shield.
Exactly that.
I wonder though, is it veneers or is it kind of like a grill situation? Like, hopefully he actually hasn't touched his real teeth.
Hopefully he hasn't, because that is like, you know, like, oh, getting a tattoo, this is a bad idea. And like, it's on your body forever. I hope he hasn't like gotten rid of his teeth.
It's so scary.
Over this like impulsive decision.
Yeah, like as in cut your hair, whatever, it will grow back. You could dye it. Kanye, you can have a breakup do too. Dye it blonde, do whatever you want. Removing your teeth is like, the dentist shouldn't have done that.
Very true. That's unethical.
If you're an upstanding member of the dental association, why would you take someone's teeth out? He doesn't look well.
No, he doesn't. Like, he said some like really abhorrent things. And like, look, that's a podcast for another day. But it's also like, you can see in his eyes that like things aren't right. And it's like the media, I just think it's bad for the media to be paying him all this attention and giving him a mouthpiece, because like what he's saying is terrible. It's just like, it's only upsetting people. So it's just like, why do we pay attention to him?
But that's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
Like, you're not gonna say, oh, we won't listen to Kanye West.
No, and he should be punished for saying bad things. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not defending him. But I just think it's kind of like, it's like watching a car crash a little bit. And it's just,
it's like watching a car crash.
And it's just like, I don't think people should be paying him attention, because it's like, it's also like, you could apply it to so many other toxic people in the media, like Trump, for example, or whatever. Just like, why are people
censor
paying him attention? But because it probably gets clicks and all that stuff.
I feel sorry for your one though.
Oh, it's very,
the wife.
It's very strange. And like, even those photos, like he puts her in that, she was wearing like a big long leather jacket, and then she's topless and in these like string thongs. It really feels like she's some kind of like sex prisoner.
Also, I'm like, they're together all the time. I'm like, why are you together all the time, just going around everywhere? Because she's like a design, she's a head designer for him. Like,
she's an architect. She got the job with Yeezy.
What is her job? Just,
yeah, does her job just go?
But isn't it funny to look at? He introduced her to all these people.
Yeah.
Like all these huge designers. And now they don't talk to him. And she's the cover girl for loads of them.
Is she?
Yeah. She's done a campaign with like Balenciaga, Marc Jacobs. Who was the other one? She did a few of Balenciaga.
That's so weird.
Into fashion. She's on Vogue all the time. And she sits next to Anna Wintour. He's like this social. Is it pariah or piranha?
Pariah, but also piranha works.
I think both work personally. And now like no one really wants to touch that. Like, isn't it just so weird to think the exchange of power?
And it was like, is she his like puppet? It's like, if Kanye can't go, she goes in his place.
But she, like, Kim was that for a while.
I know, but even, and as well, because it's just so familiar. Like, it happened to Kim. Julia Fox in her autobiography talks all about how much he was like, he employed her friends, got rid of her closet, bought her all this new stuff. Like, it's just that he sees like relationships as like little projects.
He's a control freak.
Yeah.
I remember there was a bit in one of the episodes, and Kim is like, this is before like they divorced or anything. And she's like, we had a huge fight. I was posting stuff on my Instagram, and then I posted one that wasn't the same as the series. And he asked me to delete it because I didn't see the vision. And he's like, you're not seeing the vision. You need to have all those up. And she's like, no, don't tell me how to like run my Instagram.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he, like, they had a big fight about it. Like, anyone who's thinking that much, micromanaging stuff is.
And I think it's just kind of weird.
Sad, the kids.
I know. And it's kind of like, it's control thing. But then it's also like, you can't help but think it's really sexual, especially with this new girl.
I don't understand, though, how Kim is like, the kids don't know anything.
That's a lie. That's a barefaced lie.
They all have phones on the show. like all of them have their own phones and own iPads.
No, I don't believe that for one second.
And I know you can block certain things, but like they're all on like TikTok and Instagram.
Go to school. Like there's no way.
But as in TikTok, I don't have TikTok, but like surely that would come up on TikTok.
I know. It's ridiculous. I think it's just Kim's PR machine being like, I'm just being the best mom that's ever existed. It's like, okay, yeah, Kim. It's just this whole spin of Kim's the most amazing person that was ever born narrative.
The show has turned into a real kind of homage to how insane Kim is.
The Kim show. Like, Kim, you picked up that water bottle and supped from it.
I'm so proud of you. You went to the bathroom earlier by yourself with no help from anyone. And you brought us all along for the ride.
And it took my breath away.
I look at you and I'm in awe.
Yeah, that's just basically what the show is.
Obviously people compliment me, but sure, like I need people around me complimenting me like that.
I know.
Why is no one telling you how flawless I am? This whole conspiracy slash, it's not a conspiracy, it's kind of out there. Kylie Jenner was at Paris Fashion Week this week and she went to Maison Margiela and Schiaparelli. Schiaparelli? Schiaparelli?
Fun to say.
And they're saying both times she was wearing hip pads. I had to Google what hip pads was, which for anyone who's not sure is basically Spanx with like filler in them to make the illusion of like a smaller waist and bigger hips.
Drag queens wear them. Any Drag Race fans will all know what a hip pads are.
Yeah, you obviously knew them when I said it to you.
Yeah, give you that like hourglass, womanly, feminine.
Yeah, and she's really tiny. Like she's gotten really skinny. And so she's wearing these hip pads. And I was just thinking, she's had so much done to her. Like, she's had her boobs done, which she's finally admitted. She's had so much done to her face.
Yeah.
And whatever. Isn't it so weird that, like, she's still buying stuff to add to her body that she's already done so much work to? Like, there's always stuff saying that they've had, like, their hips and bums.
Ribs removed and, yeah.
Sculpted and stuff and all that kind of stuff. But then, like, she's still just buying, like, a basic pair of Spanx. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, because when they take the beauty standards to the absolute extreme and then you're like, oh, you're just wearing, like, hip pads. Wow. With that, she might not want to look like that all the time. And also maybe it's not, like, physically possible for her to surgically enhance her body to have, like, that she's probably wearing a corset and then the hip pads to accentuate. And I'm sure Kim probably did that when she did that Met Gala wet look with the tiny waist. So I'd say what Kylie's doing is like, it's almost like part of the outfit, but they already set such an unattainable beauty standard that Kylie on the show has said, we need to be more conscious of the message we're sending out to the world. And then she's going out wearing hip pads, trying to convince other people that this is her body.
Yeah, I'm like, you've gotten so much surgery, but you'll still buy the Spanx.
But also like, how many people are looking at that outfit? And I'm sure they all photograph it. But it's just so, those hip pads are so noticeable, like that she went out knowing that she'll face a wall of cameras and people would notice it. Because the big thing you'd notice from a hip pad is it doesn't really move like your body would. It kind of just stays and you can see it, the indent.
You're very in the know on these.
Oh, yeah, it's just Drag Race, basically.
Is it Drag? Yeah, you're very up on the old.
It's so noticeable. And when she's wearing such a thin dress, I don't know, they're constantly creating this illusion as though it's real. So they're going like, yes, I work out and I get this body. But it's like, no. What you're actually doing is like getting boob jobs and wearing hip pads.
And she was saying stuff about for her daughter on the show, like in essence, wished she kind of left stuff alone because, you know, to appreciate your own beauty and stuff like that. Yeah, but it's a funny one.
But I think as well, though, because your body changes so much, even from like 18 to 28, say, by getting plastic surgery.
And she had a baby at like 19 or something.
This applies maybe more to men, but like men definitely like their skin kind of like weathers, or they change from like being boyish into men and their skin kind of like hardens. They get more like handsome and leathery as they get older. Whereas like with women, like our bodies change. We don't do the same thing, but like our body's changed so much, but like she's getting all that surgery done before her body is actually like naturally evolved.
She said that on the show though. She was like, I got my boobs done and I had like really nice small boobs, and I got my boobs done and they hadn't even healed yet and I got pregnant.
Yeah.
So like that would do a lot to your boobs anyway. Like as in if you'd natural boobs and then you got pregnant, naturally they'd completely change.
Yeah.
But she got a boob job in between that.
Yeah.
It's just mad.
It's like their bodies don't have any time to like be natural.
Yeah, I agree.
And heal. And like, I don't know. I just don't buy this whole thing of like, oh, the Kardashians and their amazing bodies, when really it's all fake. Like it's absolutely all fake.
They do look insane.
I know, but it's like,
they look so good.
I think it's just such a funny thing because they definitely changed the beauty curve for the better in terms of like, you know, making curvy sexy. We love that.
When we say curvy, they're still tiny.
No, they're still tiny. But I'm talking about like Kardashians like 10 years ago when they really came up.
But I agree with you. They like, people came in and they were like, oh, they've boob. It's always just boobs and ass. But as in, they're very narrow.
And sorry, also what they did was they democratized getting work done. They made it like mainstream. And then all like now you can get Botox when you get your filling with your dentist. You know, it's democratized now. And they've definitely opened the gateway for all those things. But now I feel like it's gone the other side of the mountain where it's like, well, now they're doing like, there's rumors they're all on Ozempic and other weight loss injections. They're now like rumors that they're removing ribs, wearing hip pads.
Do you think the rib thing's true?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think Kim is very open and upfront about how much she wants to.
God, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when she goes into the...
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be, what's it, shocked but not surprised, or surprised but not shocked.
Very interesting.
I just think they're willing to do anything. Because it's almost like they're trying to set a new beauty standard, which is like crazy unattainable.
Totally. They're all our topics. I could keep talking about the hip pads.
And titanium teeth.
For days. Clara, do you have a recommendation for this week?
I do. And it's a TikTok thing I saw. It's an Instagram reel thing I saw. I finally tried it. And I implore, urge, encourage anyone with a dishwasher to do the same.
With a dishwasher?
With a dishwasher. So this
I think
is,
most people would have a dishwasher. Yeah.
Well, actually, all the places I lived in London, there was one.
Oh.
So unfortunately, this is exclusive to dishwasher users only. So you get a piece of tinfoil, you crumple it up into a ball, and you put it in. Usually like a safe place to put it in is like in with your cutlery, so it kind of keeps it in place.
Okay.
So like a about the size of your fist.
Hardly compressed or loosely?
I go like a loose ball, a snowball.
Fine.
You kind of want gaps in it for the water to get in and out.
Okay.
You run your dishwasher as normal. You take it out and your silver is supreme, clean, shining like you've just newly bought it.
What's that about?
Not to get too scientific because I know nothing, but something about... You know, when you get those, like, so when you take your silver out of the washing machine, it has like that drips on it. And even like your glasses come out.
Yeah, I hate when your glasses have drip marks.
Yes, the aluminium, the Kanye teeth elements of the of the tinfoil. Take the residue and it gathers it. So it's like summer for all that. So rather than it ending up on all your crockery and your cutlery.
How does it gather it?
Magnets. I don't know. Attraction, science, chemicals.
AI.
AI. When you take your ball of tinfoil out, it will be like kind of black. It'll be like dirt. Like it'll be smutty. You won't use it again. It's smutty.
Well, I won't want to use it again.
And it'll be smutty. It's like it attracts all the stuff. So rather than it ending up on all your delf, it goes onto
your delf.
It goes onto your tinfoil. Try it on your next run of the dishwasher. Try it and you won't look back.
You're so domestic.
You feel like you just went to John Lewis.
Wow. Okay, I love that.
Yeah, so there you go. I urge anyone to try that when you next to your dishwasher. It's absolutely game changing.
Absolutely love that, Clara. Thank you so much for the recommendation, and thank you to the listeners for tuning in for House of Gossip. We hope you feel educated and nourished for the rest of the week. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, please give us a follow. It's at Clazzy Cabana, at Soph_Lyons. Rate, review, subscribe, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Blessings, wishes, great tidings.
Bye.
Bye.